Well, I have a wonderful electronic invention I want you to see. It looks something like this.
What's going on, Curiosity Builders? I'm Chris Martin, and you're listening to Getting Work to Work, a weekly podcast for creative entrepreneurs, storytellers, visionaries, and changemakers who are on a mission of chasing big ideas, telling epic stories, and leaving living legacies. Whether you're just starting out or have been at this creative and curious life for some time, I hope you'll not only learn something new in this podcast, but also find yourself challenged and inspired to break through the barriers that hold you back from getting your work to work. It was a great conversation, full of insight and honesty, leading to the inevitable question, how do I succeed? My response was swift and immediate. You just lack discipline. It's funny when you say something to someone else thinking that it's for them, but really it's meant for you. I'm not saying I lack discipline, but I think I misunderstand what it truly means to be disciplined in my life and work. In this episode of Getting Work to Work, I'm going to dive into the importance of everyday discipline, what this looks like in theory and practice, and how it paves the way forward. Show notes, links to all the good stuff mentioned in this episode, and more can be found at gwtw.co/376. Keep in touch with Chris Martin Studios by signing up for the Curiosity Lab, a weekly way to build your curiosity. Want to show your love for Getting Work to Work? Drop me a line at chris@chrismartinstudios.com with your thoughts. You can also share episodes with your friends or purchase posters, swag packs, and more at chrismartinstudios.shop. I want to talk about discipline today. Not in the sense of success you might be accustomed to from the onslaught of New Year's resolutions and posts from digital gurus with their provocative statements expounding upon the value of scheduling every damn moment of your life and breaking yourself down into a machine. But I want to talk about something deeper. I want to talk about the need for the everyday discipline that you need that keeps you focused today on what you want to do tomorrow. And what's interesting about everyday discipline is that it all starts with this idea of who you are and who you want to become, or what you do and what you want to be doing. And I think it's really this gap between today and tomorrow. What's interesting is the business and digital culture in the United States often has one way to address this gap. You get up early, you work every hour of the day, you stay up late, and you schedule every single moment of your life so that you have maximum value for every second of your life. And I'm absolutely exhausted just thinking about this Herculean effort to milk value and return from every moment of my life. It actually makes me think of yo-yo diets that I'm personally so fond of. I know I need to lose weight, so I set a goal, and I do everything in my power to get to that goal. I eat less, I work out, I push myself, I break down my physical, emotional, mental, and spiritual states into perfectly scheduled and apportioned blocks of time, carbohydrates, sugar, and fat. And eventually I reach my goal, and maybe I write a book about the system of success that I've created, but then something happens. The human side of me catches up with me. I gain some of the weight back, or even all of it, until I find a brand new system and I start the cycle all over again. Just like the business and digital culture that I described earlier, I'm exhausted just thinking about this. Another way to think of discipline is the deadline. This month, I'm scaling back my side projects so that I could reconnect with myself. Instead of pushing myself each week for one email and three podcast episodes, I said enough. One is enough this month. One email for January and one episode per week of Getting Work to Work. What's funny is I didn't realize just how disciplined I had become to keep up the pace for a whole year of one email and three episodes per week. That's pretty amazing. But now in the vacuum of that schedule, I feel and recognize the lack of one thing and the need to fill it with more. Whether that's more work, more growth, more productivity, I'm not sure. but I feel that need for more, and to replace that emptiness with something. Instead of constantly working and producing, I'm spending more time reading, and I'm watching a ton of videos on Masterclass, and it gets me thinking about new topics and simply new ways to connect with myself. And this connection with myself is really a different form of discipline. And this is really what I think is everyday discipline, the ability to connect with yourself. Recently, I've been reading How to Do Nothing by Jenny Odell. And something she wrote about really stuck in my brain. She wrote about the difference between growth and maintenance. And as I was thinking about this idea of growth versus maintenance, if you focus on growth, I think to some instances, it makes maintenance almost impossible after the fact. Much like the diet I described above, where you go to your goal and you get there, well, what happens when you don't focus on how to maintain that? That's always been my problem. Because growth is achieving a goal and moving on to the next. And while there's nothing wrong with that, it does help me think differently about, well, what is maintenance? If growth is achieving a goal and moving on to the next goal, maintenance is keeping what the goal represents in your mind as you decide how to go about your day. So you're keeping the meaning or the essence of the goal, but then letting that guide your behavior each day, as opposed to something that you need to just finish and get checked off your list. And that got me thinking, could it be that by focusing on maintenance, you actually create sustainable growth over time? And that's something that Odell really focuses on in the book How to Do Nothing. But more gets me thinking. In The Moment of Lift by Melinda Gates, she writes about the need for empathy throughout the world. And I think empathy is absolutely critical. And I also think this is an incredibly important element of everyday discipline. But not just empathy for others, but empathy for one's self. What happens if we're not only empathetic with others, but we look at ourselves as someone who is worthy and someone that needs empathy? In the book, Gates describes the path to empathy. Listening leads to understanding, which ultimately forms into empathy. But what if we learn to listen to ourselves so that we have a greater understanding of who we are and where we want to go? Could it be that empathy for ourselves translates then to others? I think it does. This idea of empathy and maintenance versus growth both get to the point of being able to understand in order to have a greater sense of vision for life, for the possibilities. Another thing that I heard recently was from Annie Leibovitz's masterclass, and she said, having the best technology doesn't help you if you can't see. And this really describes my confusion with discipline. I would focus more on the technology and not my vision for what I wanted to see. So as we wrestle with this idea of discipline versus everyday discipline, I want to share 7 things that everyday discipline requires of you. And in a few ways, this is really just a recap of what we've been talking about in this episode. First, everyday discipline requires that you have an understanding of where you are and who you are today. I don't know if I'm as interested in the past anymore. I'm very interested in who I am today. And without that understanding, I don't think everyday discipline makes a lot of sense. I think going after these huge bouts of discipline makes sense if you know where you want to go, but it doesn't make sense if you are understanding of who you are today and okay with that. Because the tension is not in who I am today. The tension comes when I hold up who I am today with who I want to be tomorrow. And that tension right there is what everyday discipline addresses. And that leads to the second thing that everyday discipline requires of you, is that you do need a dream for tomorrow. We do not stay static. We are constantly changing and evolving as human beings. And so as long as you can be okay with who you are today, so that you aren't drastically reaching for who you need to become today, and you hold that in your hand with who you want to be tomorrow, and allowing that tension to exist, that doesn't mean that you are upset with who you are today. You just recognize the fact that you want to change and grow. And that dream for tomorrow is how everyday discipline really allows amazing things to happen in your life. But third, you really do need a map of the gap and terrain between today and tomorrow. I know who I am today. I know what is required of me tomorrow. And the map of that gap and terrain looks like fear. It looks like risk. It looks like taking small steps toward success. And not success in the ways that I've kind of been harping on in this episode, but success in the sense of needing to be addressing the tension between today and tomorrow. The fourth thing that everyday discipline requires of you is listening and understanding of not only other people, but yourself. Taking those moments and checking in and being like, how am I feeling today? Well, I'm not feeling too great. Well, why is that? And not wanting to change it, but accepting it and being okay with it. Because when you listen and you're not trying to change, but you're really trying to understand, that leads to the sixth thing of empathy for yourself and others. And listening, understanding, and empathy is a reinforcing cycle that you need to constantly be allowing to speak into your life. And seventh and finally, everyday discipline requires small and consistent steps. Why the yo-yo diets fail for me is because I'm not taking small and consistent steps. I'm constantly taking these Herculean steps and getting tired. And this leads me to this quote that I read in Gates's book, The Moment of Lift. Wisdom isn't about accumulating more facts. It's about understanding big truths in a deeper way. In a lot of ways, discipline is presented as something that just keep pushing, just keep hustling, just keep getting more. But everyday discipline says, I want to take time to understand things in a deeper way. And I can't do that in these huge efforts. I need to take moments, slow down, pause, listen, understand, and allow empathy to grow. This is what everyday discipline is really getting at. Recently, I've been working with a coach, and they wanted me to come up with a provocative statement. And just inevitably, I said, small is for suckers. Now, when I say a phrase like, we need small and consistent steps, this is not what small is for suckers means. I'm going to talk about this in greater detail in a future episode, but for now, everyday discipline is about small steps forward. And small vision is for suckers, but small steps forward is the only way to consistently grow and maintain that growth. So I hope that this inspires you to think about how you can create maintainable, actionable, small steps for massive vision for your life. Sit in that tension between today and tomorrow and allow it to drive you forward as you bring about this dream for yourself. Until next time, may creativity and curiosity fuel your life.